Coming up on KUCB News, on Alaska's utility rates are on the rise, and Iditarod 45 has its champion. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. Over the next 4 years, Unalaskans will see their monthly utility bills grow by about $19 on average. For island businesses, it'll be an $840 jump. The City Council unanimously approved the rate hikes at a lightning-fast meeting last night. The cost of wastewater utilities will increase by 15% over 4 years, while the cost of solid waste grows by 13.5% over 3. Those numbers will come as a relief to the community after the council spent months considering rate hikes as high as 50%. City Manager Dave Martinson says the council has softened the blow by subsidizing utilities and skipping a rate increase on water.
We think this is the best way to minimize the impact to our community. We will be looking at these rates every year, and if need be, we will be bringing that forward to you if any substantive change has to occur.
Unalaska's utility rates have been on the rise since 2012, after federal mandates forced the city to make expensive upgrades to water treatment facilities on the island. This new round of rate hikes will go into effect July 1st. The Republican bill to replace the Affordable Care Act is on shaky ground in Congress, drawing criticism from left, right, and center in the U.S. House. Becky Holtberg is the CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She says one of the biggest objections to the bill is that it won't help most people save money on health care.
One of the criticisms of the original Affordable Care Act is that it addressed coverage, but it didn't address cost. But this bill really is not addressing the cost side either. It's just rolling back some of the coverage.
The Congressional Budget Office says the bill would save the federal government billions of dollars, in part by shifting future cost increases for Medicaid to the states. Governor Bill Walker has said Alaska is not in a position to pay more for Medicaid. Under the proposal, generous subsidies would disappear for low- and middle-income Alaskans who buy policies on healthcare.gov, and they'd be replaced by tax credits that are 78% less on average. The CBO analysis says the bill would also leave 14 million Americans uninsured next year. Holtberg says having a large number of uninsured Alaskans drives up hospital costs.
Because we will see anyone in the emergency room, regardless of their ability to pay. That is both a moral imperative and a federal mandate. So when we don't have people with coverage, they will be seen in a hospital, which is not an efficient way to take care of the population.
Joshua Weinstein advises employers on healthcare insurance options as president of North Rim Benefits Group.
Prior to the ACA, you had an individual market. We had 4 or 5 players in Alaska, but we had problems. So although the rates were lower, if you weren't healthy, you could be declined coverage.
Alaska's individual marketplace now just has one insurer, Primera. The cost of premiums without ACA subsidies would be the highest in the nation. And Weinstein says they'd be even higher if it weren't for the state-supported reinsurance, sliding scale subsidies, and other assistance in the ACA.
This sort of triple support system of the state providing lower premiums for everyone, the tax credits to lower it to be a function of your income, and then further reducing your deductible and out-of-pocket expense is what has allowed Alaska's individual insurance market to remain, and I say this sort of liberally, semi-functional.
Weinstein says the U.S. House bill would erode those protections and destabilize Alaska's already unstable market. He describes the potential effects as, quote, destructive and disastrous for Alaska. But on the plus side, he says the proposal could help businesses by removing coverage requirements.
there's the opportunity for some greater creativity and flexibility in health plans. That could potentially create more employers offering health insurance, whereas now the bar may be too high in terms of cost.
The bill sped through two House committees last week, and the next big test is on Thursday when it goes before the House Budget Committee. Alaska Congressman Don Young won't have a chance to vote on it until it reaches the House floor, likely next week. Young has not publicly announced yet how he'll vote. Iditarod musher Mitch Seavey won the 2017 race in record time yesterday afternoon. The three-time champ ran a blistering pace from Fairbanks along winding rivers, snowy tundra, and hard sea ice on the way to Nome. As KNOM's Ben Matheson reports, the veteran musher from Seward is looking forward to achieving new levels of dog team performance at the peak of his career.
The trucks had barely finished dumping snow on Nome's front street for the final stretch of dog trail when Mitch Seavey roared up off the sea ice with his 11 Huskies.
Way to go, Mitch!
Seavey arrived at 3:40 in the afternoon and enjoyed hugs from family and friends. Race officials draped his leaders Crisp and Pilot with harnesses of golden roses. Seavey started the race with a schedule that would bring him in under record time, but his fast team, one that he says loves speed, eclipsed even that schedule.
So that's pretty cool. The trail was a little faster and smoother than it might have been, but I really strongly believe in preparing the dogs to go do what they're going to do, and you shouldn't be really surprised at what happens.
With the victory, Seavey wins more than $70,000, a new truck, and bragging rights as a three-time champion, and now the fastest champion in 45 years of racing. Seavey slashed 7 hours off the record set last year by his son Dallas Seavey with a run of 8 days, 3 hours, and 40 minutes. To build a team with that speed, Seavey maintains a year-round training program that keeps the athletes active in the summer and achieving winter-level workouts by fall time. He doesn't reveal details about a training regime that seems to involve running dogs at a ceiling of 9.5 to 10 miles per hour. Seavey had a 2-hour edge on Dallas Seavey leaving White Mountain Tuesday morning, and after banking a luxurious amount of rest on the coast, his team ran a blistering pace to Nome to extend that lead by another 45 minutes on the 77 miles in from White Mountain. One of the key moves this year that helped him build a defendable gap on his competition was pushing north to Hooslea to take his 24-hour break.
You know, if you're going to take a late 24, you have to get there in a hurry. You can't lose a lot of time because, you have to be in position. So I felt like we came off of that late 24 with a lot more energy than teams that may have taken their long break earlier.
Speed has been the mantra since Seavey departed Fairbanks with 70 other mushers last week. At 57 years old, Seavey is the oldest musher to win the race, breaking the record he set in 2013 as a 53-year-old winner.
And I do feel like I'm getting younger, not older. So as long as this is the thing that interests me the most, this is probably what I'll keep doing. But at some point, there may be other things in life when I grow up, but I'm having so much fun with these dogs, and we've turned a corner like there's this whole new world of things that we can do. And what if we could go even faster? What if we could run the Iditarod on a good trail as fast as a North American?
That is the Open North American Championships, a sprint mushing race. This is now the 6th year in a row in which Dallas or Mitch Seavey has won the Iditarod. As the elder Seavey this time ran away with the title, the real race unfolding over the Topcock Hills and Safety Sound was for second place, as Girdwood musher Nicholas Petit and Dallas Seavey battled for silver. Seavey says he spotted the team in pursuit as they neared Nome.
Kept checking, I saw no sign of him. And then stopped for another snack break at the top of Cape Nome, and after I take off, I look back and he's right behind me. He's sneaky, I'll give him that.
Petit cut an already thin 13-minute edge to less than 5 minutes in Nome, bringing the two teams side by side underneath the Burled Arch. Following his best finish ever, Petit says his team is just getting started.
They're amazing, and they're just 2 and 3 year old dogs, and so watch out, CVs, we're gonna get ya.
Norwegian Jor Olsom arrived in fourth place, while Jesse Royer drove her full string of 16 dogs to claim fifth place. For KNOM News, I'm Ben Matheson in Nome.
There are still nearly 60 teams out on the trail making their way toward the Burled Arch in Nome. The Iditarod will celebrate each musher who finishes the 1,000-mile sled dog race at a banquet later this week. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.